I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's episode of Apprendre l'anglais avec Lac 2, Learn English with News. It's Wednesday the 10th of April and today's news story is about a brilliant new invention. But before I tell you about the new invention, let's have a look at the key words. So these are words that I'll be using in today's news story. They're words that you might not know or you might not be sure about. So listen very carefully for them. See if you can understand them based on the context. At the end of the news story, we'll take a look back at how I use these words and, of course, what they mean. So the first is an adjective. It's two words, fed up. What does it mean if you are fed up? Next, another adjective, odd. O-D-D. And this can have a few meanings, so listen carefully for how I use it. Odd. Next, we have a phrasal verb, listen out. So I'm sure you know the word listen, but if we say listen out, what does that mean? How does it change the meaning of listen? And the last word is a verb, jam. J-A-M. Not the jam you might put on your toast, but it's a verb to jam. Okay, we'll come back to all of those words at the end. Here is today's news story. Do you have noisy neighbours? The kind of people that play loud music early in the morning or late at night? An inventor in Argentina may have a solution for you, particularly if you have an aversion to a certain genre of music. Ronnie Bandini, a programmer and artist, was so fed up of his neighbour playing loud reggaeton music at odd hours that he invented a machine called Reggaeton Be Gone. The device works by detecting when a reggaeton song is on and interfering with the speaker on which it is being played. Bandini says that he trained an AI model to specially recognise reggaeton, and then he designed the hardware and added a microphone to listen out for the annoying music. In a video posted to social media, he explained, "If the inference exceeds a level of recognition, for example, 75% certainty that it's my neighbour's preferred genre, the machine sends multiple requests and packets via Bluetooth to the speaker, for which I have the MAC, Media Access Control, address, in order to turn it off or at least jam the audio." The inspiration for this machine was taken from TV Be Gone, a device from 2004 which enabled people to switch off TVs in public places, such as waiting rooms and bars. As effective as his new invention might be, Bandini recognises that it might be breaking some laws. But for him, it's worth it. He said, "I understand that jamming a neighbour's speaker might be illegal, but on the other hand, listening to reggaeton every day at 9 a.m. should definitely be illegal." Bandini has no plans to make the device publicly available, but to help others in a similar predicament, he has posted a step-by-step guide for those who want to make their own machine. And that's today's news story. Okay, so a fantastic invention. I know it would help me when the neighbours upstairs play their music too loudly. But did you hear the words I gave you at the start? Did you understand them? Well, let's take a look at the first two because they came in the same sentence. So Ronnie Bandini, a programmer and artist, was so fed up of his neighbour playing loud reggaeton music at odd hours that he invented a machine called Reggaeton Be Gone. So fed up. He was so fed up. This means annoyed, irritated, bothered. He was so fed up of his neighbour playing loud reggaeton music at odd hours. So what does that mean, odd hours? It means unusual. So we're talking about early in the morning, late at night. So these are unusual hours to be playing loud music. Okay, next, listen out. So this is how he made the machine. He designed the hardware and added a microphone to listen out for the annoying music. So at the start, I said, what's the difference between listen and listen out? So listen is a very general word to use your ears to try to hear something. To listen out is to pay particularly close attention to a sound. So it's more specific. You're paying attention to something very specific. Often on these podcasts, I say, listen out for the keywords. So pay particularly close attention. And the final word, jam. So again, he was explaining how it works. And so he said that the machine sends multiple requests and packets via Bluetooth to the speaker, for which I have the media access control address, in order to turn it off or at least jam the audio. So to jam means to make an electrical signal unintelligible by causing interference. So basically it means to interfere with an electrical signal. And those are the key words. Hopefully they are clear. So thank you for listening to today's news story. I hope you enjoyed it. You can read the full transcript and test your understanding with a multiple choice comprehension quiz. Both of those things are available if you join the Learn English with Ben fan club page. Visit patreon.com/learnenglishwithben to find out how you can join and see all of the bonus content available there. Thanks for listening. I'll be back with another news story tomorrow.